I am happy to be able to publish and present this review of the Diocese of Rafal on the subject of child sexual abuse by members of the clergy of the diocese. And the review of the diocese was undertaken in August 2010, and it was carried out by an independent national board for safeguarding children in the Catholic Church. The purpose of the review was to examine all case files from 1975 to 2010, month of August, determine how allegations and concerns were dealt with, interview key persons involved in child safeguarding, and judge how cases are currently assessed, how the statutory authorities are notified, and thus determine if there are any current risks to children. I fully accept the recommendations contained in the review, and I am committed to implementing them. Indeed, many have already been acted upon. And during the past decades, there have been poor judgments made and mistakes made. There were horrific acts of abuse of children by individual priests that should never have happened, and if suspected, should have been dealt with immediately in the appropriate manner. Insufficient emphasis placed on the needs of victims, often in the misguided attempt to protect the reputation of the Church. There were frequent cases of delays or non-reporting of allegations and complaints about child sexual abuse. And we are truly sorry for the terrible deeds that have been inflicted on so many by a small minority of priests. We offer our humble apologies once more and seek their forgiveness for the dreadful harm that has been done to them, their families and friends. Hopefully these grave errors will never be repeated, and I am glad to say that this review has concluded that the diocese now has a robust safeguarding policy and procedure in place for safeguarding children, that files are kept in a satisfactory and orderly fashion, that there is a prompt referral system to the state authorities, and good cooperation with the Garda Síochána and the Health Service Executive, the HSE. The sexual abuse of a young person by a member of the clergy in whom the child placed unhesitating trust inflicts a terrible wound in the lives of victims, families, communities, and indeed in the Church. It is repugnant and constitutes a stumbling block to a life of faith in those who suffer. It gives scandal to the whole of society and is rightly regarded as repulsive. I have spent endless hours and given much time and energy to eradicating this evil, repairing what is damaged as best I could, restoring justice and putting structures in place to prevent, as far as possible, this criminal sin from happening again. The people of the Diocese of Rafal have suffered much over the last 20 years, with a proportionately high number of priests with complaints of child sexual abuse made against them. The number of allegations was also high. It is to our shame that we admit this, but this fact makes us all the more determined to create a safe environment for children in our parishes, to assist survivors in their pain and loss, and to have an up-to-date policy and procedures with best practice in place. The diocese intends to make renewed contact with survivors of child sexual abuse by members of the clergy through its support persons and through notices in local newspapers, so as to make sure that their needs for appropriate counselling or spiritual support or words of apology are adequately met. In doing so, it is not our intention to intrude in any way in the life of these people who have suffered abuse, and we fully respect their individual desires and preferences.